Okay, well, this morning I'm down here on the farm, and it's a farm. It's got a name. It's called Chocoholic Farm. Okay, you like the sound of that farm? Who wants to come down to this farm? Fantastic. Well, you might actually want to come down a bit closer, some of you younger ones. Maybe come and sit along on the front row, if you like the sound of the farm. Fantastic. So I'm down on this farm, Chocoholic Farm, and I'm here with the farmer. Let me introduce you to Farmer Chocky. Here's Farmer Chocky. Nice to meet you, Farmer Chocky. Are you a chocoholic? Yes, fantastic. Okay, well look, down here on the farm, we've got a tree. Is this your tree, Farmer Chocky? Okay, can you tell us what sort of tree it is?
It's an Easter egg tree.
Sorry, it sounded like you said this is an Easter egg tree.
Yeah, an Easter egg tree.
Oh, he likes the sound of that. Yeah. Anyone else? No one else. So you're going to... Oh, there you go. You're going to get maybe some chocolate out of it. Okay, well look, it's a nice tree, isn't it? Okay, but it's not just a nice tree. The farmer Chocky doesn't just grow trees on her farm just to look like trees. If this is an Easter egg tree, maybe we should hang around a bit and see what its fruit looks like. I wonder what its fruit looks like. Who thinks they know what its fruit is going to look like? Yeah? Okay. All right. Well, we'll see. I've just got to... sort this little thing out here. Okay, so we can stand around. And see what grows, shall we? It's like the tree is almost alive, isn't it? Who likes the tree even better now? Yeah, fantastic tree, isn't it? Well, now, Farmer Chocky, that is an amazing tree. Does this tree keep growing eggs like that? So when you see them, you know the rest are coming. Oh, right. The rest are coming. Wow. Wait, I didn't say pick them up. That's called scrumping. Hey, sit down, sit down. You'll get your opportunity. Wow, is there any more? Oh, look. It's pouring. Sit down, mate. Any more? They still going? They're still going. Well. Okay, you've got to pop them all in Rosie's hat. Pop them all in Rosie's hat. Anyone want to stand underneath the umbrella? Come away from there. Come away from there. Wow, tree, are you exhausted? Oh no, there's more. Watch out, stand back, stand back, stand back. There's solid chocolate eggs by the feel of them. Wow. Hey, you're hitting kids. Done?
Oh, no.
No. It's all right, we'll get it later. We'll get it later. Oh, any more? How fruitful is this tree?
Oh, no.
It's still going. Okay, I think that's it. All right, sit down. Oh, bonus. Got one. Okay. Well, sit down. Well, I'll take that from the outset. Only one kid crying, and he didn't get hit with an Easter egg. Very good. You were actually supposed to stay on your seats, but I'm glad you didn't get hit by an egg, because they are solid chocolate eggs. Now look, Farmer Chockey, that is an amazing tree, and I hope you can share with us the fruits of it a little bit later on. Okay? Did you remember what she said? Okay? That's it. You can go and sit down now. Thank you. Do you remember what Farmer Chockey said? She said, I asked her, are all the eggs, the fruits, going to look like this? She said, no, these are just the first fruits. But when you see them, you know the rest are coming. So get out your umbrella. Loads more fruit coming out from this amazing tree. What an amazing tree. And look, I want to talk to you not just about Easter eggs and an amazing tree that produces them like fruit, but I want to use that idea to talk about Jesus. Because the Bible tells us that because he rose from his death on the cross to new life again, he is called in the Bible the first fruits. Now, we're going to hold that thought and we're going to sing again. And then we'll see what the Bible says about Jesus being the first fruits. So, over to you, Musos. Okay. Thank you. Well, here's what the Bible says about Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians, it's up there on the projector. But Jesus Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For as in Adam all die, so in Christ all will be made alive. But each in turn, Christ, the first fruits, then when he comes, those who belong to him. So it says that Jesus is the first fruits. When you see what happened to him, when you read about it in the Bible, when we look back from now to this amazing thing called the resurrection, when we see what happened to him, you know, because he's the first fruits, that it's going to happen again. Lots and lots and lots of times. In that way, because it says here, as in Adam, all die. In that way, Adam is also the first fruits of a bad thing, wasn't he? Right back at the beginning of the Bible, tells us how people like us whom God created in his own image rebelled. They turned their backs on God. They decided to go their own way. And we know that God said, when you eat of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you will surely die, Adam. And that's what he did, and that's what happened. Everyone ever since has died. Their lives have come to an end, sooner or later, and Adam was the first fruits of that. When you see what happened with him, you know more is going to come. In a really bad way. For as in Adam all die. But verse 22 up there goes on. So in Christ all will be made alive. All of us followed Adam. We face death, the end of our lives, until one man came along. One man who was different. Jesus. Now, we've just celebrated his death on Good Friday. He died also at the age of 33. Another life ended. Adam's fruit continuing. But that wasn't the end of the story, was it? Until on that first Easter morning, Christ rose again. He's risen. His followers who had come to see his body were told, "Why are you looking here? This is where dead people are. Why do you look for the living among the dead?" And the body was gone. The tomb was empty. But why? Because that body was walking around. The Lord Jesus Christ, come back to life. Jesus Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. So Jesus is the first fruits of something amazing, not nasty like death and sin in Adam, but actually new life that cannot be taken away. He's the first human being ever to rise from the dead and not to have to die again. And that is what it means that he is the first fruits. As in Adam all die, so in Christ all will be made alive, but each in turn, Christ the first fruits, and then when he comes, those who belong to him. So on our tree, there are the first fruits, and that meant much more was coming. It was guaranteed. That's what happened, and it started raining eggs. What does it mean that Jesus has risen then? It means that many, many more will rise when he comes. Christ has risen, the first fruits. It's already done, it's guaranteed. And then when he comes, who will rise? Those who belong to him. If you belong to him, it's another happy Easter for you. It really is. Christ is risen. You will rise. If you don't belong to Him, then you still face Adam's fruit, and only Adam's fruit. There's no hope there. And I'm blown away again just by thinking about it, but particularly because a couple of friends of ours are going to have the happiest Easter ever, because they now belong to the Lord Jesus Christ just in the last few weeks. Absolutely fantastic. They're going to have the happiest Easter ever because they belong to Christ. We've got to look to Christ, for He has indeed been raised from the dead. Okay, you'll get your share of chocolate a bit later on, but you'll have to tell me what it means that Christ was the first fruits, all right? Or something about why I had a tree up here. Okay, younger ones and maybe older ones as well. Let's pray, shall we? And then we're going to sing. But let me just pray and thank God for this amazing time of year. Father in heaven, again we thank you that this message is the good news that you had planned for people like us who face death, whose lives come to an end. That death itself showed that we turned away from your ways, and yet you sent not only people to tell us about it, you not only made it possible for us to have recorded your dealings in history in the Bible, but you sent yourself. You came into this world in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. You sent your Son, fully God, fully man. He experienced our life. He experienced this world, yet was without sin. And He knew that He was here to give that life, to give it up first of all on the cross, but then to offer His perfect new life to all who would believe and trust in Him. And so Easter is just the most amazing time to remember what you did for us, to remember what we have in the Lord Jesus Christ, to remember that as our lives continue, as people struggle all over this world with sickness, with accidents, with tragedies, and then with age, old age, and the end of their lives, if it hasn't come sooner. We know we all face the same enemy. And yet Easter shows us, this morning we remember that that enemy was beaten. Death defeated through our Emmanuel, God with us, the Lord Jesus Christ. So, Father, we pray that this Easter we would just remember that again, be encouraged by it, be challenged by it, be seeing our lives again as new and precious lives that are a gift from you, new lives that will stretch on now forever, in which to serve you, in which to direct others to you as well. And please help us to remember. And as we remember, please encourage us and warm our hearts and build our faith. And be ever thankful that the first fruits have appeared. Christ is risen indeed. Amen. Amen. Okay, we're going to sing another song.
Blind say I can see.
We come to a time of prayer now where we get to lift our voices up to our Heavenly Father. There's a few things that we can be praying for. We can be thankful for the term that's just come to an end. Yao would be one of the things that's been great this term. It's been good to get that group running. Jesse and Brooke done a great job leading that along. And we've had some good times together. So we can give thanks for that. We can pray for the situation still in the Solomon Islands after the extensive flooding, and particularly for the denominational mission base there, and the people who staff it and the students who they look after, and even some disabled folks who have found it pretty tough in the last few weeks. Obviously, health, public health and stuff like that is a big issue. So we can pray for them. We can also pray for our brothers and sisters in the Philippines as well. Also this opportunity that seems to be opening up. That would be a good thing. There are other things we can pray for too. You can lift them up yourselves. Please speak in a loud voice if you can, and we'll give a big amen. Youngsters as well. We've got lots of things we can give thanks for as well. And I reckon if you say a prayer, you'll get the biggest amen going. Happens every time. But we've got the first fruits to thank God for, not the eggs. Jesus Christ rising from the dead. So let's all pray together. I'll open and then I'll leave it there for you guys to pray and lift your hearts up. Father in heaven, thank you that you welcome us coming into your presence as your dependent children, those who need you, who depend on you for every single thing, even our very next breath. And we thank you that you are an amazing Father. You are the Heavenly Father. Thank you that you love to give good gifts to your children. Thank you that most of all you want to bless us with your Holy Spirit who lives in us. You want him to create in us what it looks like to be the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we want to pray for that. But we also pray for many things around us, in our lives, in our world, affecting us, maybe affecting others. We want to pray that you will be that loving Father to so many more people than just us here. And so we ask with confidence in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father God, there's one thing that every single one of us in this room is doing right now, and that is getting older. And we're all heading towards death. And I just want to thank you that that is not something we're here to fear. That is something, Lord, that you've conquered for us in Jesus, and we know that his sacrifice was acceptable to you because you raised him again. And Lord, I thank you that we can drop you there because you will raise us again. And we just thank you for that. Please help us to live in way, in light of that hope, that more people will see the hope we have, and cause to seek you out and repent and turn to this world.
Amen.
Amen. And Lord, it's such a joy today, you can remember that you rise here, that you conquered the grave, that you took the sins of the world upon your shoulders, that we might live, and that we might be. And we thank you, Lord, just help us to be filled with joy on this amazing truth, but not just today, but always, that we read this gospel truth every day of our life. And Lord, we thank you for that beautiful passage that says, who the Son sets free is free. Lord, let us live in freedom, join every day the freedom that you bought for us on the cross. And we just thank you for this wonderful day of celebration with your brothers and you and confidence. Thank you, God.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
And Father God, Lord, not so easy for an opportunity to reach out and spend time with family. And it's hard for so many people to get time to actually really damage by living needs. When you history view something that thing is stuck in the sense of time, and people wish to continue to find that actually being. It's a pretty amazing story.
Amen. Amen. Father in heaven, again we think about how long fruit seems to take to grow. And Father, just as with this tree, the first fruit seemed sort of quite slow and there was only a few, but eventually a flood came, a flood of fruit. Father, we pray that as you continue to work in this world, as this message about Jesus being the first fruits, being risen from dead, from the dead to guarantee many, many more others being raised from the dead. Father, we pray that we will experience that flood of fruit from your gospel. Father, we long not just that some will get to know the Lord Jesus Christ and so be with you in glory forever, but Father, we long and plead that all will. You are powerful enough to do it. The gospel is big enough for that. The sacrifice that Jesus made is sufficient to cover all sin. And so please, will you grow our hearts for the people we live amongst, that we would see them come to know the Lord Jesus, that we would pray for them to come to know the Lord Jesus, that we would give our lives to looking for the ways in which we can hold out this word of life that you've given to us. Please help us with that, we pray. And thank you for hearing our prayers and receiving our thanks and praise. Lord, we are not where we should be with doing that, but we take this opportunity just to give you the worth that is due to your name through the Lord Jesus Christ. And may that be the note of our lives from this day on, that we live as those who know the risen Lord Jesus, that we look forward to a new life, a new hope, a new destiny, and that we are on this journey towards glory. So please be with us the rest of our time, we pray, and the rest of this day in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Well, something else we can do in response to what God has done for us is to give. We only give from what He's already given to us. So we are a giving people and we want to become an increasingly generous people. We've got various things that we give to. We've got our general giving, which most people do electronically, but if you still don't do that, you can use the box out in the foyer. But we also want to take the opportunity to not drop the ball with giving as whole families, really, and to be giving to other things as well. So there's a few things that we give to. At the moment, And for the next few weeks, we'll be giving towards our denomination, which runs a college, which trains up pastors and teachers of God's Word. And so that's where our giving, ball giving, is going this week. So we'll go up there, down the front, and then back up to the end. You got anything? Joey. Okay, just while that ball is going round, I've got just some announcements. If you can grab your bulletins, there's a few things I just want to draw your attention to in here. The first one is, and I've got a slide for this one. Last year in November, we had a general meeting for the whole network. We're going to have the other big meeting that we have in our network this May. That's the annual general meeting. So there's one in May and there's one in November. All right, those are the two big network meetings. And so it's on again May the 22nd. This is advance warning. And there's a note there just to encourage us to be going along. It'll be a great opportunity to hear news from the other churches, but also getting a flavour for where we're headed in our different churches, but also together as a network. There's some pretty big things on the horizon, and so it'd be great to show our partnership in the gospel and our ownership of that idea of the network. Not least, one of the big reasons why it's good for us to be in the network is because we were so far under with our giving last year. We ended up about 40,000 nearly down on where we needed to be. Okay, that's not the problem that it actually could be because we're in the network. All right? And we're tracking far, far better this year, which is great. Okay, and that's why it'd be great to have a surplus, because actually we can help some of the others out and we can put money elsewhere. So, May the 22nd might be the go to, in place of our GC night, to go there as a GC date night to the network. All right? GC date night that week. Second thing to say is Gospel Community Training Night. This is a rerun, because we didn't get very many last Monday. This is a massive thing for our church. I don't mind if it rolls out slowly, but it will be rolling out, and so please jump on board if you can. It was a great meeting to have, the one that we had, because it clarified a whole bunch of stuff, which means that if you come to this one, you'll have a much clearer idea of what all this discipleship stuff is about. Okay, and we'll be running these through the year. So please jump on board with that. It's a massive thing for our church. Our strategy is for doing our vision, our dream, seeing as many people get to know Jesus as possible in Margate, the Channel and beyond, through the Great Commission, which is our mission. Our strategy for doing that is prayer, discipleship, and gospel communities. Now, there's a lot of overlap in there, but we focused a lot on gospel communities, but we're focusing on discipleship, okay? So I'll just urge you into that one. That's on the following Monday after that AGM. So advance warning on those two things. Anything else people want to announce? Ali? What? My birthday. I will announce my birthday. there is a bit of a do. It's next Saturday at Jake's place. Open invitation to this church. 7 o'clock at his place next Saturday. And yeah, so and it's Helen's 50th as well. Yeah, so my 40th, Helen's 50th. And Ben, Jake's son's 30th. So come along. There'll be a fair amount of parking issues, I'm sure. So watch out for that. But you're very welcome to come. Children can come as well, yeah. So party. Great. Anything else? Yep.
If any of you would have been thinking of going to the film called Noah at the State Cinema for any insight into the actual biblical story, but don't bother. Unless you're into Bible science fiction,
it's a total waste of time. Yeah, so Noah, a bit of a, it's one of them things, isn't it? You probably should see it so you can talk about it, but you don't want to talk about what it's about. Yeah. Way, way, way off track. Taking a fair amount of license with the biblical thing. But anyway, people are talking about it, so I was planning not to spend $20 or whatever at the cinema, but wait for it to come out on DVD, to be honest. I don't want to pay that much. And yesterday, I mean, it was, they re-ran that Bible thing. That suffers, it's not quite as bad, but it suffers from similar things on telly. But then there was Ben-Hur. If you had a significant amount of your lifetime to spend watching it. It started at 4 o'clock and went till sort of nearly 9 o'clock, I think. But Ben-Hur, that story just shows a guy who basically comes to see Jesus on his way to the cross. And, you know, it's a classic Charlton Heston. There you go. Plenty of people watching stuff and talking about it, but not Noah. All right, how about we sing a final song, which is actually our first song again, and we'll get into it a bit more because we know it a little bit better. And then we're done after that. So musos can come up and we'll sing this last song with gusto. No, you're not going to take those down. Okay. There's only six of them. There's more than six kids.
I was going to give him
a kiss.
Okay, listen.
Ready? Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4. It's already done. Let's go up the far side. Okay, just leave it.
I believe
our rent is back.
Peter.
Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin. The power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God. He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord. Because you know, because Jesus rose again, that your labour in the Lord is not in vain. How about that? Amen. Have a great day. Hang around for a cuppa and cake and hot cross buns and stuff, I'm sure.